Workers. You are workers. You are Christian Scientists. As Christian Scientists, you have a great work to do. You are making this truth practical to yourselves and to all mankind. Study the Message for 1900, page 2, line 7, to page 3, line 20. Mrs. Eddy says there, quote, "The right thinker works. He gives little time to society, manners, or matters, and benefits society by his example and usefulness. He takes no time for amusement, ease, and frivolity." Close quote. Today, we take too much time with the things of the world. We spend much time listening to the radio. We watch television. Many of these programs are interesting and instructive. Many are quiz programs which bring forward interesting people, people who have not wasted their time and are the best read and the best informed people of the day. However, the commercials talk about tired blood and aspirin. Much that is on television is animal magnetism and must be handled as such. You must see that this material-mindedness is always a misstatement and must be translated back into mind, its original language. This amusement or idleness is boring. You will not do very much original or creative thinking with this state of thought. You are here to work, to bring in the millennium. You are not here to drift aimlessly. The Christian Science Monitor is constantly presenting to you the affairs of the world. It shows you both the negative and the positive. You will never do much for progress unless you are awake and are handling animal magnetism. The Christian Science Monitor is your monitor. Mrs. Eddy was God-directed in all her work. The monitor came to her as an inspiration. It was part of the charge God gave her to plant and water his vineyard. People are sometimes inclined to criticize the monitor, the trustees, or the editors. Criticism is a public admission that you have not found the Christ. I particularly like a statement attributed to Mrs. Eddy when she said, quote, "The only true criticism is the discernment of love's perfection." Close quote. Before you criticize the monitor, before criticizing your church, or any works which have a purely metaphysical foundation, remember Mrs. Eddy's words, quote, "A sneer at metaphysics is a scoff at deity, at his goodness, mercy, and might." Close quote. Dominion. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Nothing but the power of truth can prevent the fear of error and prove man's dominion over error." Close quote. Everything that is taking place in your world is your full responsibility. Acting from the basis of mind, you are forcing malicious mind to cease its hypnotic suggestions. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "We must act as possessing all power from him in whom we have our being." Close quote. God gave you dominion. Our leader says, quote, "Christ illustrates that blending with God, his divine principle, which gives man dominion over all the earth." Close quote. Your dominion is unfolded to you in a natural manner. It is inherent in you. The reason it is becoming more evident to you is that you are the worker. Your success is in your alertness. Never procrastinate. When you know you should do something, do it. You have this dominion as reflection. The reflection does not govern. God does. God is not going to stand for anyone bossing. It is not the United Nations, it is not Russia, but God governing every action in the universe. You know this. Stand by your guns. Do not be tricked by a single thing. Quote, "One with God is a majority." Close quote. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "What is the cardinal point of the difference in my metaphysical system? This, that by knowing the unreality of disease, sin, and death, you demonstrate the allness of God." Close quote. Motion. Quote, "Mind is perpetual motion." Close quote. And, quote, "The rotations and revolutions of the universe of mind go on eternally." Close quote. In everything, watch and see how mind is moving. It makes no difference whether it appears in a negative manner or in a positive manner. God moves in a mysterious way. The appearance does not matter. It should not frighten us. We must know that God is moving all. Our textbook tells us, quote, "Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action." Close quote. Again, quote, "To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step toward the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence." Close quote. Thus do we live Mrs. Eddy's request. Quote, "Let us open our affections to the principle that moves all in harmony, from the falling of a sparrow to the rolling of a world." Space. All that is filling all space, and is leaving no spare room in this infinity. This answers every question about space. Begin and end with God, the one divine love, filling immensity. In our platform, we have this statement, quote, "He, God, fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind." Close quote. Mortal mind's sense of space is beyond human comprehension. It says the nearest big assembly of stars or galaxy is called the Andromeda Nebula and is a million light years away at the known speed of light. It takes light 1.5 seconds to get to the moon at the rate of 186,000 miles per second. You can't talk about space or distance without including time, as both time and space are material concepts. In mind, there is no space, no time, for mind is omnipresence. Destroy matter, and you destroy space, for space is but a supposed distance between one material belief and another material belief. And time is but a material belief of division. We know there is no physical realm. We just said that space is the distance between two material objects. and the mortal measurement made in going this distance from one material object to another material object is called time. There are no material objects in mind. Then there is no space, no distance, and no time. In No and Yes, we read, quote, "The subjective states of evil, called mortal mind or matter, are negatives destitute of time and space, for there is none beside God or spirit and the idea of spirit." Close quote. How long does it take you to go from the letter F to the letter Z? You know there is no space, no time, no distance there. New York is as close to Los Angeles as A is to Z. Mrs. Eddy knew this and tells us so in her works. Jesus, too, knew this. John records this incident. Quote, "Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went." Close quote. The physical scientists today are in the process of working this out. They are gradually proving what Jesus knew, what Mrs. Eddy knew and recorded, that there is no physical realm, for, quote, "all is spirit and spiritual." Close quote. The word space implies limitation or boundary. Mortal mind always wants to measure. Mortal mind's basis is limitation. Space originates in a mortal sense of measurement. To mortals, the distance intervening between objects, persons, places, and things is called space. In infinite mind, there is no such sense of location or boundary. Therefore, to boundless mind, there is no sense but one of all-inclusiveness, encompassing boundlessness. Time is to be analyzed on the same premise as space. Time is a human sense of measuring eternity. Eternity is boundless, measureless. Eternity is omnipresent. Is 2 times 2 equals 4 omnipresent? Does it not continue to be wherever it is, wherever you are, everywhere? Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Man is the expression of God's being." Close quote. Then she says, quote, "God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss." Close quote. How are you going to measure space and time in infinity and boundless bliss, your true state of being? My sonship is the only spaceship I know. My spaceship takes me everywhere. It takes me into the realm of realization of omnipresence. My sonship, your sonship, annihilates time, distance, and space. My sonship is my spaceship. Conclusion. We are beginning to see the last stage of our journey is divine science, and we experience divine science when our healings are instantaneous. Mrs. Eddy says divine science is here. She says, quote, "One thing is eternally here. It reigns supreme today, tomorrow, forever. We need it in our homes, at our firesides, on our altars. For with it, win we the race of the centuries. We have it only as we live it. This is that needful one thing, divine science, whereby thought is spiritualized, reaching outward and upward to science in Christianity, science in medicine, in physics, and in metaphysics. Close quote. Quote, happy are the people whose God is all in all, who ask only to be judged according to their works, who live to love. We thank the giver of all good for the marvelous speed of the chariot wheels of truth and for the steadfast, calm coherence in the ranks of Christian science. Close quote. That's the end of this address.